Good morning. I hope everybody has truly had a joyful and spirit-filled Christmas. And I hope that you will carry that spirit with you as we go through this new year. Our scripture this morning is from Luke, the second chapter, verses 8 through 15. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and all went to each to be enrolled in his own city. And while they were there in Bethlehem, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you the good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased." One of my favorite parts of the Christmas story is when the angels appear to the shepherds and they celebrate together the announcement of the birth of the Christ child. Upon hearing this news, the shepherds were so excited and filled with joy that they left their flocks and they went to find that child and Mary and Joseph that the angels had proclaimed so that they could worship Him. And then they told everyone that they met about the wonderful news that they had been witness to. Now you and I today share a lot in common with those early shepherds. For as Christians, we have just celebrated the greatest event that has ever happened in the history of this world. And our spirits are lifted up as we realize that God has given to us, to all mankind, a gift so that through the world, through Him, through Christ, we have hope for salvation. We have hope for the peace that He promises. The Christmas story inspires us, or at least it should, to go out and do something and try to be a better person than what we are for Jesus. How wonderful it is as a Christian to know that whatever we have done in our life, Christ was sent to forgive those things that we could never atone for. So we do have a responsibility as Christians to try to be just a little bit better at least than what we are. So let me ask you a question. This is what I like to call congregation participation. How many of you at one time or another, or maybe several times in your life, have ever made a New Year's resolution? I think most all of us have. And why do you think the purpose of those resolutions are? I mean, why do we make them in the first place? Come on now. Anybody?
Yeah, I think our intentions are always good, isn't it? You know, we realize, I think, that, you know, that, hey, by golly, I need to do a little bit better next year. And I think one of the things that most common one, at least as we get a little older, and especially after the holidays, we like to say, okay, I know what I'm going to do next year. I'm going to lose a few pounds. Not only that, I'm going to get healthier. I'm going to exercise more. And guess where that gets you? How does that usually work out for you? I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget it. Several years ago I wrote this, so I tried a brand new diet, and I thought it was as healthy as could be. No fat, no fried food, and 100% cholesterol free. So I went to see the doctor, and I said, "Doc, check me out. I feel like a brand new man, and a lot healthier one, no doubt." So he did a little blood work and ran two cholesterol tests. Then I waited patiently, confident that I had certainly done my best. He finally called me in the office, and he said, "No problem, your cholesterol is just right. However, you got another problem. Your blood sugar is out of sight." Now, I'm totally confused and right back where I was before. And his professional advice was, just eat right and try to exercise more. Then yesterday, I got a bill for his work and for the services due. Now, I've got another problem. My blood pressure has gone out of sight, too. So much sometimes for resolutions, right? But you know, honestly and truly, resolutions are a good thing. The reason why resolutions are a good thing is because as Christians, we need to realize that there are changes we need to make in our life. I don't care how old we get, becoming a better Christian is always a growing process. There are always things in our life that God would like to see us change so we can be more like the way that He would want us to be. And I don't think anyone would disagree with that. And as a matter of fact, I would like to share with you a little something that I also wrote. And it's about resolutions. And a very short title called A Night Before New Year. It goes something like this. It was a night before New Year's, and the hour was getting late. My mind was in such a quandary about the resolutions that I should make. For about this time, toward the end of December, I often make resolutions that I find very hard to remember. But I had a funny feeling that whatever I may be, I wasn't doing everything that the Lord was expecting of me. I didn't want to overdo it because I don't like changes a lot. At this point in my life, I feel more comfortable just going with whatever I got. I must have fell asleep, for I had a dream. But it seemed so real. And it made me change my mind about resolutions not being such a big deal. For I heard a loud and clear voice. I'm not sure from where it came. But I know for sure and for certain that it called out my name. There was a moment of silence, and then I heard it loud and clear. And it said, "I'd like to help you with some resolutions this year." Resolutions are all about commitments. And commitments are all about you. So ask yourself a simple question. What would Christ want me to do? I think you'll find the answer somewhere in your heart. If you really want to make some changes in your life, he'll show you where to start. Then I awoke, and after pondering a while, it became clear as could be. My resolutions should be based on what Christ expects of me. So I need to be a little kinder and be willing to go that extra mile. You never know when someone you meet a long life's way might appreciate a friendly smile. And a kind word or a good deed might brighten up someone's day. And a little patience and compassion might help light someone's way. Instead of complaining about everything from politics to the weather, I could try to make the things I can do something about a little bit better. And I could certainly be more thoughtful. Say thank you now and then. And let someone special know that I appreciate them being my friend. I certainly need to say I love you more to those I hold so dear. And I hope that I can make a difference in someone's life this coming year. So I'm going to try a whole lot harder to be a better me. And I hope I come a whole lot closer to what Jesus wants me to be.